Thank you, Ms. Kimball. I'd like to call this committee meeting, our committee hearing for the membership committee to order. First item on the agenda, of course, is call to order. We are here today, July 10th, 2025, 10 a.m. Second item on the agenda is roll call. Madam Clerk, could you please call the roll?
Congressman Maker.
Here.
Congressman Tillman.
Here.
Chair Potts.
Present. We do have quorum. Thank you, Madam Clerk. Just a few housekeeping items before we get into our prayer this morning. First, I'd like to thank everybody for being here. My plan for the day, of course, is to maintain decorum within our chambers. I do have a couple of announcements to make for everybody. Officer Drexel with ONPD is here today. Unfortunately, almost anything behind this door is kind of off limits to the public today. We've got this side of our building, the bank building, is without heat and air. That kind of renders one bathroom inoperable. The other bathroom is also not great. So we just kind of have made the decision. Anything behind here is kind of off limits to the public. And in light of that, I'll be taking frequent breaks for the day. We'll have multiple breaks to facilitate any restrooms, any standing breaks. Of course, it's also hot in here, as I've been told many times. So we'll do our best to keep that under wraps as well. But again, I just want to thank everybody for being here. Welcome. With that, we'll get into prayer. I will turn the floor over. I've asked Congressman Maker here to render us a prayer. We'll go there.
Thank you, Chairman. Obata Kumbra. Intasi, intasi wakanta, kotapi, mazalita, etzaniksha, wajaji, nikashi, balkede, walapi kumbra. Nunikashi, zikaja paski, balkede, walapi kumbra. Uhekapi inksha. Almighty God, Heavenly Father, we want to thank you again for another day you've given us. We want to ask you to be here today with us as we seek justice for our Osage people and our nation. And Lord, we want you to be with those who are having a struggle, a hard time, the people, our neighbors in Texas. Be with those people down there, Lord. And all those who are having trouble, Lord. We ask you to give us the wisdom, knowledge, and courage to do the right thing today, Lord. And we ask you also to look after the children, the elders, and service members, first responders, all those that take care of us, Lord, take care of them. We ask all these things in your Son, Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Thank you very much, Congressman Maker. Again, I just want to say welcome. Thank you, Mr. Patterson, for being here with us today, Mr. Attorney General. Director Standing Bearer and Secretary Barrow, thank you for being with us today. Next item on the agenda is opening statements. I've spoken with members of the committee. Plan is to have Congressman Maker offer an opening statement, Congressman Tillman, and then myself. And then we will take a very brief break to just to kind of reset, kind of set some of our witnesses up here, have witnesses sworn by Mr. Gill. So we will begin with our opening statements and then take that very, very quick break before we get started. Just for those listening and all in attendance today, I believe I'd like to thank Speaker Shaw for being here with us, Congressman Hamilton, Congressman Keene, Congresswoman Whitehorn is with us, Congresswoman Goodfox, I believe, was with us virtually, and I believe Congresswoman Lemon is with us virtually. So just thank you all for being here today, and please let the record reflect. For any others who may be here, we have Mr. Hibbs of Crow and Dunleavy with us, and of course, Mr. Gill, legal counsel for the Osage Nation Congress. So with that, I will turn it over to Congressman Maker for your opening remarks, followed by Mr. Tillman and then myself. Congressman Maker.
Thank you, Chairman. Good morning, everyone. I am Congressman John Maker. I am a member of the Osage Congress Membership Committee. I'm a former chair of the Membership Committee through the years ago. I'm very familiar with the way our membership department operates. And I'll say right off the bat, that our membership department has a very hard job, and they do a very good job. But once in a while, some things will come up that require the attention of the Congress membership committee, the congressional membership, and that's why we're here today. So we're here today to look into an issue that's occurred recently, last year, December, that came to light to our committee. It's very rare that the membership committee has to get involved in the duties of our membership department. But we do have our place in this government to oversee the membership role and make sure it's accurate. And we work with the membership, department quite a bit and make sure that they have what they need. And if they need any help from the Congress, especially the membership committee, which I sit. So that's why we're here today. We're going to look into an issue that's came about, and that's what we're going to do. Thank you.
Thank you, Congressman Maker. Chair recognizes Congressman Tillman.
Thank you, Chair, and welcome everyone this morning. I sit here today with a lot of anxious moments on my mind. I'm ready to dig in to the proceedings and move forward and at some point put this behind us. One of the things that I'm very aware of is the former committee, a membership committee, we had a meeting several months ago that brought us to this point with the evidence that we have, some of it, most of it factual and what we believe is the truth. And it presented itself through media, it presented itself through press, and it disclosed what we feel is our side of the story, was our side of the story. And I commented in that meeting that, you know, there's going to be a day for Mr. Patterson to come forward to us and tell his side of the story. And that's fair. That's what justice is. We have our side. He has his side. And we'll get to the truth at some point through this proceeding today. I've been through hearings before, and the process where I hope we don't go today, I hope we speak in truth. The truth is easy to remember. The former hearing, previous hearing that I was involved in, there were a lot of questions asked, and the answers were, I don't know. I can't remember. I hope that's not where we're going today. We're better than that. I want some truths. I want some facts. Speak the truth. Speak clearly. Let's get through this process. And if there's a point to where Mr. Patterson, that we have this aha, wow, didn't ever think of that, beautiful. If he can exonerate himself, that's beautiful. That's fine. But we're going to hopefully get to that point today. And let's all be aware that we're talking about an individual here that has served our nation in a capacity as the Attorney General, which is the most high legal form that we have. So with all due respect to him, we'll keep everything personal and on a professional level, and hopefully at the end of the day, we'll have some conclusions. And thank you all again for being here.
Thank you, Congressman Tillman. And I've written this down, and I think the best thing is to stick to it. I've had over a month to prepare this statement, and yet my words, in my opinion, remain inadequate to address the situation. But I'm going to do my best. Watch the call. I never believed that when I took the oath of office to serve as an elected official that we'd be here. I never in my life believed that I'd be asserting that the integrity of the CDIB application or the process by which that is completed is important. It's a card and a concept, CDIB in general, to measure the blood quantum of Native Americans. It's despicable to me. But it remains one of our most core functions, determining who we are as a people. And the fact that this card was then used to obtain a membership with the Osage Nation, and then that action was not corrected, has left me angry, distrusting, disheartened and disappointed. What this hearing is tasked with today is uncovering the intent behind how we got to where we are today. But here are the facts. Today, right now, to our knowledge, there is a member of the Osage Nation whose membership is being conveyed based on false statements. I think that's unacceptable. There may be more, and there may be no more. I pray there are no more. But this committee is tasked with determining the severity of the claims before it, and that is our mission today. These statements and claims of Osage ancestry were asserted not once, but twice in our history, and they have been accepted, documented while the individual was yet a minor. We have witnessed in our time the prosecution of others for similar irregularities, often by the individual that we'll be questioning today. I believe that the accuracy of those investigations, the sincerity of those prosecutions, all now hang in the balance. Others have served time in jail for having brought about the same result that we are discussing today, individuals being placed on the roll of the Osage Nation without the proper credentials. That was unacceptable then, and it's unacceptable now. But here we are. When we first heard of some of the issues surrounding irregularities of the membership records in 2015 and 2016, irregularities that have led to several court cases, several individuals being asked to surrender their membership or face prosecution, we were shocked then. But we also trusted that the problem had been handled appropriately. Our chief promised swift and comprehensive investigations into every file processed by those charged with tampering with public records, yet we discovered that that no such audit was ever conducted. We discovered that the initials of those previously charged and convicted appear on the forms before us today. And had a comprehensive audit been conducted, we should have resolved this issue years ago. But here we are. We saw then that Mr. Patterson himself signed on to a press release. I'll read that press release now. October 6th of 2015, from Attorney General Holly Wells and First Assistant Attorney General Clinton Patterson. The Osage Nation Attorney General's office today filed criminal charges in the Osage Nation Trial Court charging Asa Cunningham, 48 of Pawhuska, with three counts of, quote, tampering with public records under the Osage Nation Criminal Code. The complaint alleges that the former employee falsified membership applications by enrolling non-Indians as Osages, possibly defrauding the nation out of thousands of dollars that otherwise would have been used to improve the lives of legitimate tribal members. These charges stem from the Osage Nation Police Department investigation into CDIB membership department's handling of membership applications and are part of the Osage Nation Attorney General Hollywell's demand for accountability of offenders for mismanagement and fraud within the nation and its departments. Attorney General Wells is working close with Principal Chief Standing Bear and his staff, and together they are making good on a promise to swing the pendulum of turning a blind eye to wrongdoing to now shining the spotlight on Osage Nation employees and officials that may feel they are above the law. It appears that pendulum may have stalled somewhere. Because when allegations of wrongdoing occurred back then, it appears that there wasn't a microphone within distance that the chief or the attorney general's office wasn't willing to grab. But yet today, we've heard nothing. We hear silence from this administration. No such demand for accountability, no apparent or exhaustive investigation that we've been notified. We get silence. And I believe that silence speaks volumes. Mr. Patterson had previously referred to these allegations in an Osage News article saying, "I don't want to lend any merit to this ridiculousness." I hope that we can agree and see today that this is not ridiculous and that it is incredibly troubling that we are here. Now shining the spotlight on Osage Nation employees and officials that may feel they are above the law. To those who may be skeptical, please bear with me for a moment and ask yourselves, if I had an adopted daughter whom I had taken steps to ensure enrollment in the Osage Nation, I firmly believe that some in this chamber would stop at nothing to ensure that I no longer was afforded the opportunity to serve in this chair. And to those who have already claimed no benefits, no foul, We may never know the answer to that question. And while we believe that we have an exhaustive response from the executive branch regarding current benefits, the benefits of being a member of the Osage Nation are not only those that can be distributed by our government. It's not about a health benefit card. It's not about scholarship assistance. It's not about burial assistance. They're unseen. They're present in census counts. They're present in applications for social services. Health benefits through the Bureau of Indian Affairs. Post-McGirt, criminal appeals through our judicial system. Additional federal funding for programs. It is a privilege to be born Osage. And we may never know the extent, but what is certain is that the privilege of having an Osage CABA card should not have been extended, much less a membership in the name of the Osage Nation. Yet here we are. My prayer today is that we find answers. My prayer is that we have wisdom to discern, prudence to listen, and that is accompanied by the courage to lead. To these positions, we must hold ourselves to a higher standard. Acts that may be admissible to the general public are indeed often off limits. We have a responsibility to hold ourselves to that higher standard. We are charged with lifting that standard and raising the bar. I hope that we can move forward today, and I appreciate again witnesses being part of this and being able to get answers for our people. And I look forward to today's proceedings. So with that, without objection, the chair will entertain a roughly six-ish minute recess, reconvene at 10:25. At that time, we'll have our first witness called, Mr. Patterson, and we'll get started with our questioning period. So without objection, chair will entertain a recess.